Welcome back to Trot's Life, and Mick Bellman and Jackie Barker join us. And strikingly, these two are so similar, which is going to put the fear in a Jackie when I say that more than Mick. Mick, firstly, mate, how are you and whereabouts are you today?
I'm just at home, but I'm feeling better than Jackie is about now, compared to me.
Jackie, how are you? You got the double last night at Mount Gambier. What's happening this morning?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a slow morning this morning, but now we're getting through it.
Now, Jackie, before we get too far into this, I better clarify. You've both driven 26 winners this year. I'm not sure if that includes your two last night or not, Jackie. You pretty much got the same record in the last 12 months at Stawell, and it seems like you drive for a lot of the same people.
Well, it's been a good start to the season for me. Hopefully it continues. And, yeah, I'm a bit lucky. Sometimes if Mick can't drive them, he says, oh, put Jackie on and things like that. So it's worked out really well.
Is that true, Mick?
It is, but if she keeps beating me or whatever, it's going to change.
Yeah, well, it might change then, Mick. What do you reckon?
Yeah, no, she does a good job, Jack, and we're working well together.
And you're probably having, maybe not numbers-wise, Mick, but I think your strike rate's really good this year, and no doubt it's helped with a couple of those sort of better horses like a Sergeant Lou.
It has, and as they say, success breeds success sometimes too, so you're just trying to get that better quality of drives. Sometimes quality is better than quantity.
Yeah, and you've both come from pretty good stock too, actually, now you say that, when you think of it. So, good point. Now, Stawell on Friday. Tell us about the track at Stawell, Mick. You'd know it as good as anybody. But interestingly, Gate 5 has the highest strike rate at Stawell, which is such a leader's track, mate.
Yeah, it can play different ways too. It probably depends on the class of the horse a little bit as well. But that first turn past the winning post can sort a few out if they're not aware of the track. It comes up on you pretty quick, and you've got to be pretty well balanced going past the post.
So do the outside horses get across there and it comes up a bit tighter on the inside horse? Is that what happens? Because the pole horse has only won two races there in 12 months.
Yeah, well, I just think that because of the way the gate goes, the outside horses are going a hell of a lot quicker than what the inside horses are. So to hold up from one at Stawell, you've got to be fairly quick out to do so if you've got one that can get out fair. And like I say, if they're easing a little bit to balance themselves up from the inside gates, getting to that first turn, it can play an advantage for the swoopers out wide.
Is that something you factor in your mind as well when you're driving at Stawell, Jackie?
Yeah, absolutely. It is one of the tracks that you want to be up there on, but yeah, as Mick said, the outside horses tend to get a better run on the gate. So if you're going to try and hold up from the inside, you've got to be pretty fast and pretty safe into that first turn.
The Stawell Toyota Pleasant Creek Plate, Jackie, Abby Lincoln ran through the series last year and ran second in the final. Can we go one better this year? You got two cracks at it with It Takes Love in the first heat and a look to like in the second heat. It Takes Love drawn two and a look to like in the poll, which I don't think will suit after what we've said so far.
He's going to be having to find a bit of gate speed, I think, to hold up into a good position there. But It Takes Love does have some gate speed, so I'll be looking to push forward early there and hopefully be in front.
What happens if they both make the final? Can you drive one and lead one, or what goes on there?
I think I'll probably go with Dash's horse, but Dad will have the gear on standby, I'd say, if the other one happens to make the final too.
Very good. Mick might get a drive if he doesn't qualify his two. Or is Dad first preference ahead of Mick?
Dad works them, so he probably gets first pick. But, if he doesn't want to, he's probably feeling a bit sore after last night. So if he doesn't want to, Mick will get the call up.
I saw that. There was a fall in the first race. He's okay, but just battered and bruised or nothing serious?
Yeah, he's just got a few bruises, nothing serious. He kept driving for the rest of the night and he got a winner later on. So I think that sort of made him forget about the fall, but he's probably feeling a little bit sore today.
Yeah, Martin's Magic won later in the night, I think it was. He beat you home too.
Yeah, he did.
probably not the first time he's fallen at Mount Gambier. It can happen there, unfortunately. Mick, You've got two in it, mate. Summer Hill drawn 9 in the first heat, and Manhattan Lass drawn 9 in the second heat, which sounds terrible, but gate 9's actually the second most successful gate. So you obviously can kick through along and get a forward position from that second row position, mate.
Yeah, they're not the worst draws at Stall to follow through off the second line. I'd rather be there than 7, but yeah, my two opportunists, they're going to need a little bit of luck from where they are. So if not, I'll give Rod a bit of a ankle tap and push him over and see if I can pick up a look-alike or one of them.
Yeah. Well, you say that about these horses, but it's the series for those sort of horses. So they're all a bit like that, aren't they, Mick, really?
Yeah, it is. It's made for them. And a horse like Summer Hill, or two runs in a day, won't sort of hurt him. He'd be better for it than where you look at a Manhattan Lass. She's a little light frame thing. So, yeah, that probably makes her feel it if she has a hard run in the heat. So it will test them.
So do you have to factor that in a little bit in the heat run, or how they'll back up into the final, mate?
Yeah, if I was choosing drives, if they both qualify, that's what I'd be looking at, how hard a run each horse had in the heat, and no doubt where they draw in the finals a little bit. But, it's probably all about recovery too.
Yeah, which who knows with these horses, how they'll back up into it. Like, they're not as exposed to it. Well, no horses are really, are they, mate?
No, it's a bit of a raffle, but usually those little dour types, the two runs in the one day doesn't sort of hurt them as much as the little speedy ones that are all up and about, that will probably knock a bit of the edge off them.
The Stall Driver's Gift, where we had a running race last year, Puppet won it. There was all sorts of inquiries afterwards and whether he paid off the handicappers, and Tim and I can't disclose what happened there and still waiting for that hearing. But, Jackie, I can't recall, were you in it last year or not?
You can't recall because it was a dismal performance.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah, I was in it.
Now, so what's the plan this year? You should be speaking to Darren Brimacombe, because his cousin actually won the Stall Gift many years ago. He might have some tips for you.
Yeah, well, hopefully the handicappers are a bit kinder to me this year.
Yeah.
I was off one of the backmarks last year, and it was pretty hard over the 100, considering I think Puppet started off 50. So.
I think it needed to be further back. I think Puppet needed to start off 100 and you off 150. I think that's where we went wrong with it.
Yeah, it was not much time to try and catch anyone, really, but... yeah, it was a bit of good fun, so that's all that matters.
It certainly was, and it gets people talking about it differently. So, yeah, have you done any preparation at all, or did you get a text from Tim yesterday and just went, yep, alrighty, I'll be up again?
I got a text yesterday, and I replied at about 1 o'clock last night when we got home.
Oh,
and said, yeah, all good. So preparation is, not going too well for that. But anyway, lucky it's not far.
Mick, yourself, you done any work in the lead up to this, or is it just you just got to turn up and see how you go?
Mate, I'm going to have to see the vet before the race and see if I can get some sort of painkillers. I hear Herbie took a dive at Geelong just deliberately so he didn't have to run. And Chris Alford's been ringing up looking for drives at Cranbourne so he didn't have to come to Stall and go back to back, because hopefully the handicappers got sacked after last year's effort.
Yeah, we were pretty ordinary last year, I must admit that. We all get things wrong sometimes at our first attempt, Mick. You know that.
That wasn't wrong. That was a disaster.
It certainly was.
I should have stuck with my original plan of riding the Clerk of the Course horse.
Yeah, that's right. You jumped on the Clerk, didn't you? That could provide some sort of an advantage, I would have thought.
We've got something in the pipeline this year, actually. I had a talk to Tim yesterday about something that, I'll be a different sort of horsepower, but, stay tuned.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. You've teed up a couple of fit people to pull you in a cart or something, have you?
No, you'll just have to wait and see, but it could be a bit of a laugh and a bit lighthearted like we tend to enjoy doing, so... it'll create a bit of interest if Tim can come through with the goods, but watch this space.
Oh, wow. That is intriguing. Stall on Thursday. It'll be all on Trots Vision, live and free, no doubt, at thetrots.com.au. Jackie, best of luck going forward, mate. You've got a few drivers on Saturday night at Melton too. I'm not going to mention any numbers or anything for the season. I just fingers crossed we can get you there this year.
Thanks, Toby.
Good on you, Jack. Mick, thank you again, mate, and look forward to a Group 1 bloke getting a Group 1 win sometime soon, hopefully.
Yeah, let's hope they program it.
Yeah, good on you, mate. There's Mick Bellman, Jackie Barker. Big day at Stall on Friday. It'll be raising money, of course, for the Royal Children's Hospital Good Friday appeal, and I think everyone knows how special that means to me. And the drivers getting involved in a bit of fun. There'll be a driver's gift, we called it last year. That'll happen again with a number of the drivers throughout the program running in it. I've got a bit of a list here that Tim sent. Jackie Barker, Brent Murphy's confirmed. Karen Manning's confirmed. Jason Ainsworth's going to have a crack. Mick Bellman, of course, and there's a few others been asked, haven't heard back if they're confirmed or not. It'll be all a bit of fun, and hopefully we can handicap them appropriately this year. A break, we'll come back. Jamie Cockshutt on the other side, and I'm still a bit wound up from Sunday night. I might have to put some earplugs in, some deafeners, a pacifier, and not go too hard on what happened Sunday night.